Gemara Eilu Treifos Shir Dalad by Rosh Hashiva continued. Yud Vez Adar Aleph Toshim and above February 21st, 1986 on Friday continued.
Tesves, das kommt zu sein, in das Wochen, wo mit allem, was Tesves sagt, für ihr Rabbi. Die Mora sagt, die Ome nea gufe Treffer hat, die Knea gufe Treffer. So Tesves, ich kann schon die Thema, weil ich habe auch ein Thema in mir nicht anders. Und ich sage immer, die Schemmel, die Heuer, die Keach, die Friedens, die Gehäuse. Wie zu gehen, die man damals in der Neach und die Treffer, was sie will, erst dem Mabel. Wir haben hier, so, schau in die Treffer. So ich sehe, sie will, but sie war sick. Wie so ging die Mandoma Treffer heim. Sie hat eine Tamo, ihr Rolle, der Halle, ich bin Treffer in Jodom, ich Treffer in Dämon. So ich bin die Seh Treffer in der Heil, das ist Dämon. But bei Jodom ist different. So, Halle, die Treffer ist Jodom und Treffer in Dämon, mich in Jodom ist wie Maltre. Die Kosche, die Berichte des Treffers, meine Reihe nie hat Treffer in Dämon. Sein, die das also rejects haben, haben sie, okay. Nein, ich bin nicht special. Na, aber Tom says, there's a difference between other name because other Muslim Muslims. What does other Muslim Muslims mean? Does anybody have the idea of how they don't have to go in yet? Beis says that Muid Lodon we have a Muid Lodon. Why? If you share his addicted to a and that Muid Lodon is having Muid Lodon. But Muid Lodon is we have a Muid Lodon. If you share his addicted to go behemoths, it does not mean that he is likely to go mad. Human being, but if he's addicted to go human beings, he's certainly likely to go a behemoth. Why? Because of behemoth. Obviously, Muslim, behemoth, lessly Muslim. So, what does it mean, Muslim? Muslim doesn't mean has to show the stars. So, Rashi says, Muslim. Rashi that base. In the Okama, the base. Isli Masle. Odom Isli Masle. She Isli Das Lishmeres Gufi. His intelligence. He can take care of himself, to watch out. That's sort of great, yeah. And Vinyan Asha says, Ayin Rashi, Ayin Shabbos, Nun Gimuam Beis B'Rashi, Digo Hamasro Mazle, in Shabbos. Nun Gimuam Beis, at the top of the Gemore. So Rashi says, Odo Mislim Mazle, what does it mean? Malach Shalei Yomei Yisalof. Nodom has a Malach who watches over. As a matter of fact, in the Bokame itself, Rashi has another Loshin. And I think the other Loshin is in accordance with Rashi's Pshat in Shabbos. All right, that's not important. So one Pshat in Rashi, in the Bokame is Isli Mazla Yishli Dasli Shmeratzmei. Another Pshat is Rashi. Paul expresses it in Shabbos, Yeshli Malach Humeilitz Malach Shalei Humeilitzol. Yada, every human being has a separate Malach who watches over him. Watches over him. Now, what does it mean? Some Mele, what does it mean Malach watches over him? Separate Malach for every person. The Rambam says in the Nebuchim that sometimes when the Gemara uses the Loshi Malach, and I think the Rambam said it even in Tanakh, sometimes Malach has reference to the laws of nature, because what is Malach? Malach, the real meaning of Malach is Shliach. Yishlach Malachi, Eleisapach, Yishliach, Yishliach. The laws of nature manifest the will of God, of the Rebbein Shalom. So they are the Shluchim. The other, they manifest the will of the Rebbein Shalom. So they are the Shluchim. So, what Rashi means, Malach, that every human being has a separate Malach who watches over him, means Ashkocha Pratis. A Behemah has no Ashkocha Pratis. There is only Ashkocha Klolis over a Behemah. Because the Ashkocha Providence makes sure that every species should be preserved. But there's no Ashkocha Protis over each behemoth, machine, the human being. So there is Ashkocha Protis over every individual human being. So that's called a Malach. It's called a Malach. And as a matter of fact, Rashi's first Losh in Burkhame and Rashi's Pshat in Shabbos could be reconciled. Why? Because Rashi Vokame in the first Loshon says that Mazla means Yishli Das Lishmeras. So, but you know what? Without Hashgocha Potis, without Yayin Ishmael, so we know what Yishli Das Lishmeras means. You see what happened to the speech of what happened. See, I'm the challenger, so I He had the biggest brains who watched over it. And I mean, and everything, and the American government, the biggest brains, and engineers, and big men, and you see what happened. Now they find out that they were negligent, that the launchers weren't even told of the effect that the cold weather might have, you know, on the Challenger. They didn't know, you know. And even if they were not told by the engineers of the company, when they themselves are such big people, I mean the launchers, such big people, such brains, they understand it, so we can see without the Eidishmai what the Das Odom can accomplish. So like, you know, when there's the Eidishmai, everything goes the normal way, so then they can talk a lot about their intelligence and accomplishment. But without the Eidishmai, if for one moment the Hashgacha takes away the Eidishmai, so you see what happens. So the two, the Sheinus and Rashi, could be reconciled. Could be reconciled. So in other words, automatically, but when the Hashgacha acts ordinarily, when the Hashgacha acts, it acts within the framework of nature. You know what I mean? Nisim Kineged HaTeva, even the most of the miracles also operate within the framework of nature. Within the framework of nature. Let's say, for example, mentioned many times, there was a plane crash, and a certain person had a reservation on the plane. He was the last one on the plane. Then another person tried to make a reservation. He was told, it's all booked. You cannot get any space. So he was angry at the whole world. That he couldn't get space. He's angry because he had attended very important business meeting about the loss of $1,000. He was angry, and then that plane crashed and everybody was killed. And that person was angry at the whole world. So we'll say, because it's a mess, it's an unusual mess. But how did the mess occur? Within the framework of nature, there was no infringing upon the laws of nature. It wasn't like Rias Yamsel and the Samakis. So usually, especially today, a Nisim operate within the framework of nature. So many times you see something unusual happen. But who will get the credit? Who will get the credit? Mishayam will get credit for the Six-Day War. He'll get the credit. He's such a hero, such a genius, I mean. But he's not to get the credit. The Rebbeinu is to get the credit. Yet he got Yishmael. So then, in the Kippur War, so the same Mishayam did not show any glory. Because he unfortunately did not have the Yishmael Ishmael in the Yitzhak War that he had in the Six-Day War. So in other words, Enoch Hanani Meshele Yam, of course, was a great military leader. There is no doubt. Only someone who is a fool can say Meshele Yam is not a great military leader. But even a great military leader and a genius, when he achieves something, when he discovers something, so it's also through the Eidishmaye. It's with the Hashgacha. So there is a connection between the Pshat in Rashi in Bovakame and the Pshat in Rashi in Shabbos Daf in Gilu. So in other words, Odo Misli Mazle primarily means because every human being is subject to Hashgacha Potis. So Mele is Yishli Das Lishne Ratzne. So the Hashgacha manipulates that the person should act with sense. But it's not his sense. It is the sense of the Hashgacha that manipulates. So Hametam means this. Not, you see, the question is, when we say Trefa Nechai, What does it mean, pray for Nechaya? Pray for Nechaya without therapy. Without therapy, without medical treatment. We therapy, it is Chaya. But, pray for Nechaya means there is no cure. So the Ramban in the Rashboshiti is that pray for Nechaya means there is no cure, period. But the Rambam Shiti is that in respect to the treifas of the Yudchas treifas Aloch Lamishn Sinai, so treifin that the Mitzvah says, treifin Chayim means without medical treatment, but with medical treatment, it is Chayim. So Mele Odom Nisli Mazler Rambam Shiti is like the Rambam. The Mitzvah says in the Rambam that treifa nechaya means without medical treatment. But if you get a proper, let's say, antibiotic, a proper herb, so then it can be cured. But without medical treatment, without antibiotic, without any herbs, without anything, so why it is fatal. It is fatal. Nikvoreye, without treatment, without an antibiotic, some will die. A behemoth will die, and another will die. But a behemoth is less than another. A behemoth does not take Ashbacha points. And the behemoth has no das. It has no das. Some melee, if a behemoth has it perforated long, so it's 99.9999 that it will be fatal. She will die. Will die. But Adam, so the Hashgacha manipulate that this person, even though it was before the antibiotic was discovered, so the Hashgacha manipulated that by chance he should eat something that is an antibiotic. The moldy food and something that is an antibiotic, that is like penicillin. So, he will be cured. Well, even if he doesn't go to a doctor, if nobody takes to the doctor, so naturally she'll die. But an Odom, who is easily mazle, so the Ashgoche might manipulate, not always, but the Ashgoche might manipulate that he should get a treatment. I mean, in an unintentional way, he should eat that herb that can cure the mark. This is what some may lay. That's the pshat in Rabbatam. Not that Rabbatam holds that the makil mibehime is itself fatal, but the same makil nolam is not fatal. No. Without treatment, without the cure, so if it is fatal mibehime, it will act still in a similar way upon another too. But another, even if nobody takes him to a doctor, the Hashgacha will manipulate easily, mildly, that he should get a cure without him knowing, that he should eat a proper herb. Mashinkim and Behemet. So the Hashgacha is not going to manipulate. There is no Hashgacha potis over the Behemet. So maybe there is no kashe from the law of Yev. Because by Yev did not have any medical treatment, and he lived without any medical treatment. So maybe there's an equation. And there is no kasha from the Gemara prognosis, because there was no medical treatment. Just waited a few days until the dam was nibla by itself, without therapy, without medical treatment. So without medical treatment, there is an equation between Nodom and Beit. So we have to say in Rabbatam that Rabbatam agrees in the Shita Saramba, not in the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban and the Rashbo, the Ramban and the Rashbo, that Dine Chayo means that there is no cure. That there is no cure. But Dine Chayo means there is a cure. But without a medical cure, without medical therapy, so then it's fake. It's fake. So maybe there is no cash.
Says that man weighs on the day.
koshel man doma mikra, vi pratzeinu zeu gosar achilites, vach keres, a keres chosel uchode, yohoche choshek lubitarte. In other words, the man doma, who says that mikra velachitzeinu is the same thing as gosar achilites, vach keres, so then we don't have a din. Rashi pointed out that the Gemara, that the Tanner of the Mishneh, that the Tanner of the Mishneh, so the Shmuel, Rashi said it. Oh, Shmuel is literally the third line from the end of the Omer. We still like commanded to the Kamal of Israel, the same as the Masjid, and Bosa Achrites, if I care. We came out of Shmuel, Ashmuel, and we thought it was still the Kamal of Israel, I was able to get a little bit of a in Kinrish, a hoskop, the song, the Shedra Nats, and the Shinamic Hat, the Shlim Alephin, Shimon Shove, the song, the Hoshok, the song, the Shedra Tuk, the Shamanisir, in Amish, the Boss of the Bethel, Vintimanik, Ravatino, was a hit of a chair, Namanak Shikhan. It's both a cruel Nikra, the Shim of the Ray, Ravatino, Ribakeres, but a hit of a chairs, and the Boss of the Mashkan Ribakeres. In Dima Bamai, the Hoshok, the song, I guess. If all our colleagues in the Kahai will be poor, how come the common walk the hoodies in the cattle, the battle is under Kahai, the year will not turn the shots in the way. So you see, Tesis also says that no therapy is administered to him, so maybe you can give the therapy, and Tesis cash against from the town. Okay. It's already here. Now, for next week, so you have to prepare, what I told you yesterday. That Mumhei and Mumbol up to the two dots. But yesterday I told you, Nadi Teisves, and in Rashi only the first Pshat in Rashi, not the two Pshatim. But for next week, you should go over the Teisves and also the two other Pshatim, which are very difficult as well. The main Pshat is the first Pshat.
Ela Travis by the Rosh Hashiva Shir Hey Tezayin Adar Aleph Hey Tov Shemem Vav February 25, 1986 on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Man Chazal, there was no Yerba. The air was very pure when he saw it. That's the basis. That's the basis of the suffering. The fact that it's in a high. So male by the hemor, so any one of the trespasses is in a high. So male is in trade for. But by Odom, Nikat Kumish, Shalmeach is not a trade for. Because of Mr. Mazel is higher. Because if we were to say that the conflict basis, the inner higher is only a statistical fact. So why does the Shem Treife depend upon it? So it should be dependent upon it. So apparently, according to Teisves, it's not a statistical fact. It is the basis of the Chalei Shem Treife, the fact that it's in Ohio, the effect of Sinachayim is the basis of discipline. Now the question is, how about the Mandoma who says pray for Chayim? So, taste this in his body. Gemara says, Silmo, mea gufi treta. Mea gufi treta. Vim tema, or the chayach, the ten yin meishono. Yin meishono. Vye shlema, yishemo lehoyo pekeach, or brius, korole. Visugin gimandoma treta chay. Because if we say treta chayo, how can we say that mea gufi treta? It is 300 years, at least 300 years after the mother. So the question is, so why was he afraid for? So from this Lashon's Mashma, he was living, but he was sick. He lived the life of sickness. So usually if we say that it's not the essential fact, all right. It's only a statistical fact, all right, you can say. But if we say that Eina Chayo is the basis of the Halishan framework, and from cases here it's Mashma, that according to Mandoma, Treifo is Chayo, that he can live, only it's not a life of health, but a life of sickness. All right, so, but if the Meso is the basis of the Shem Kripo, so maybe, why is it for some Kripo? Unless we say, Kol Mandoma Kripo in a Chayo, so the basis of the Chalishem Kripo is the fact that he's Nikolomos. Kol Mandoma Kripo Chayo, the basis is not that he's Nikolomos, that he is destined to be sick on time. That there should be machlekes and that the Rashbo says that Treifo is in a chayo, and Moshe is in a chayo. And so he says, even the Mandoma who says Treifo chayo, because somebody in Chutzalichas, it's a very important Chutzalichas, very important. So somebody inquired of him. Many of the greatest mentioned in the Gemara, we see they live a long time. So the Rashbo says, don't believe it. Don't reject Dibri Chazal because of what people say. Don't believe it. But then he says, and even if the Himo would live as many days and years as the chil oretz, so we don't appear to you. We don't appear to you. In other words, the shach says that the pshat in the Rashbo is, even if he lives, so we say he lives to the Rachnes. He lives to the Rachnes. So he lives to the Rachnes. I'll say, Treif in a Chayo. In the Rashbo Shitti, it's not like Nashal. Treif in a Chayo, Rof Treif in a Chayo, Nashal Muiri, Rof Treif is in a Chayo. But new Treif is his Chayo. But it means that all Treif is in a Chayo. In a Chayo. And he says, and this is effect. So how about the Mandoma who says, the Treifo is Chayo, so Rashbo says, Mandoma who says, Treifo is Chayo, he only means his Chayo is Chidish, mortal is Chidish. But the lifespan of the pain of the Treifo will definitely be reduced, let's say, if like this the pain is destined to live 20 years, if a Treifo occurs, only 10 years, 15 years. So, but it's destined to die. Of course, he's destined to die, but in other words, he destined to die in a reduced term of life. In a reduced term of life. So many Achaim say that there is a machlokes between Teisves and Teisves in Zvachim and the Rashbo. According to Teisves, Sodom and Gomorrah says, Eva Chayom means he can lead a normal span of life too, but still it's in Kaifor because he will lead a life of sickness, not a life of health. And according to Rashbo, no. So it's Eva Chayom. It's destined to die. The question is, destined to die within this Chaydesh or destined to die at a reduced span of life, the reduced span. But there is a thesis in whom, while thesis in Zvohem says that with the Zayin, Yishem Olhoyo Mikheyahu Kuminsk Olay, so thesis in whom that good man says something else. So even though we say the Mandoma says pray for Chayo, but in the Chayo Mandoma, so they say the same thing in the Rashbo. So what is it? There is a spirit between the Teisves, the whole dark of men, and the Teisves in Zvochim dark of Zayin. Stop. So I think that the pshat in the case of these powers, in other words, Teisves is that it's not the fact that the king is going to die that makes it. See, pray for because Dawah Lumish is Sinai. After all, there is only Shitas Yochid that the Miri mentions. The Miri himself agrees with the Amheshwari made that pray for in Ahio doesn't mean all prayers in Ahio, rough prayers in Ahio. But there are new prayers who can live a normal span of life. Still, the Miri. And the Mashal both say, suppose a certain Treife did live, sit still as so. The Miri mentions the Rishite and then the footnote says, Ochas Chaim, I don't take the Ochas Chaim, I didn't see it. The Ochas Chaim says, if a certain Treife did live, that would be the Rachmes, for whatever reason, then it's the facts. So of course, that Chiti holds. The basis of the Halation faith in the fact that it's the longest not destined to die. So even if it lives because of Nesha or whatever the reason is, if it's not destined to die, so maybe there is no Ishmael. But that's Ishmael. That's Ishmael. So this, but the Rabbi and the Mashal, the both. Kufmem. In Amit.
Kufmem in Amud Aleph, the first Tesves, Tesves Divar Masvel, Tretes, and we don't have to go over the Tesves because it's not a conversation, you have to go over the Gemara, so that's a whole ordeal. But the Yesh Leima, the eighth line from the end of the Tesves, the Yesh Leima, the Hosom, the Kim, the Elom, אין סבורה למעט נחוסרי דרל הטריפה דאף על גב דחיו אין החיו זמן מרובה. So even though we say the mandoma says טריפה חיו but אין החיו זמן מרובה, so this is the same thing that the Rashbo. So what is it? There is a sphere between the tasteless in whom that could man and tasteless in Svochim Dav Kuf Tzayin, it's not Mistaba. So I think that the Pshat in the Tesis is followed. In other words, Tesis says, that it's not the fact that the behemoth is going to die that makes it into a prayer. It's a prayer for because Talach Lemesh Misinai. After all, there is only Shitas Yochit that the Miri mentions. The Miri himself agrees in the Amshar Shleimei that Treifa in Achayo doesn't mean all Treifas in Achayo, rough Treifas in Achayo. But there are new treifes who can live a normal span of life. Still, like the Marshal, still the Miri and the Marshal both say, suppose a certain treife did live, sit still as so. The Miri mentions the Shita and then the footnote says, Oches Chaim, I don't have the Oches Chaim, I didn't see it. The Oches Chaim says, if a certain prayer did live, let it be the Rechnes, for whatever reason, so then it's the parents. So of course, that Chiti holds that the basis of the halation prayer is the fact that it's a Kalomus. And if it's not destined to die, So even if it lives because of Nessa or whatever the reason is, if it's not destined to die, so maybe there is no Israel. But that's Ishras Yochit. That's Ishras Yochit. But the Rav Amiri and the Marshal, they both say that Rif Trif is in a Chayis, New Trif is a Chayis, and still even the New Trif is the Ta Chayis, are also affecting Israel Trif. They definitely hold that it's only a statistical fact. It's only a simen. It's not the essential fact. It's not the basis of the Halishan faith. It's not the basis of the Halishan faith. So what's the pshat according to the Rav Amir in the Mashal? Their sheet is that it's only a statistical fact. It's just a coincidence. It's not mashma that it is just a coincidence. After all, the Gemara mentioned Psukim, Zoysa Chayo Asher Teichal, Chayo Acheil, Shina Chayo Loi Seichal. All these things, I mean, just because, right, we could say, because there is a coincidental fact, it's just a coincidence. No, there is some connection. True that it's not an interlomus that gives rise to the Halishan faith. But it is something. It is something. There is something in it. In other words, Tesis in Zvochen of the Zion says, even though it's Chayo, but it's Chayo, it's destined to live a life of sickness. Not a life of health, but a life of sickness. So the pshat is like this. What gives rise to the Halishan faith? The fact that the behemoth is affected with a very serious machin. If it is a slight machin, so then it doesn't have a shampoo. But if the behemoth is affected with a very serious machin, so mele, it has a shemtrei. So the Aloha Mishmi Sinai declares what makis are considered serious makis. Nikva Kumshal Meyach, Nikva Bishwole, Nikva Adakin, Nikva Akeva, and so on and so forth. So these are serious makis. So what is the criterion whereby you determine whether it's a serious market or not such a serious market? So this criterion is the fact that ultimately the behemoth is destined to die from the market. That makes it into a very serious market. So if we say, so Tesfes agrees with what the Rashbo says in Chumzadikhas, that even if we say Chayo, it means it can survive 12 months, can survive 2 years and 3 years, because some Chachonim said that some Treifes lived for 2 and 3 years, but the lifespan is going to be reduced. Without that Make, the behemoth could live, let's say, for 20 years, and with the Make, the behemoth will live 5 years. Some melee, it's a substantial market. So it's not just a coincidental fact, no connection whatsoever. It's not the essential fact in the sense that the natal omus, the fact that it's natal omus, that gives the shentai. Even the Rashbo himself says, and even if it, and then the Rashbo, first of all, he says, don't believe what they say, because the Gemara says, Treif in a Chayo, so we cannot chas v'sholem reject what the Gemara says, because what this one says and that one says, they probably made a mistake. But he mentioned that there are a number of behemoths who had an extra hind leg, and they lived many, many years. So he said that the whole aloche of kol yesak notel dome, but tree from the chayo doesn't apply to yesak. Tree from the chayo applies only to tree from the chayo applies only to chosa and not yesak. But so then you ask, so why is it a treifa? Why is it a treifa? If the inner chayo applies only to the chosa, but not to the yeser, so why is kol yesak and todome? That's an extra loch. An extra loch on Mishim Sinai. That's kol yesak and todome. So, on one hand, it appears from the Lashon of the Rashbo that the Rashbo emphasizes the Nitalomus aspect, that this is an essential fact. And then he says that the Deina Chayo only applies to Chosa, not to Yesa, but still even doesn't apply to Yesa, but it is free for just as much. So how is it? So obviously, even without Nitalomus, it could be free. And then the Rashbo says, and even if, first of all, it's not true what they say, and if it will happen, that it will live kechil oretz, that it will live days kechil oretz, so it's also treifa. So the Shach explains it in Siman Zayin. How will it live? But it cannot live. Let's say midachnes, it certainly can live. As the Gemara says in connection with here, so also biosa. But manifshach, if that is the basis of the Shem treifa, why is it osa? Why is it osa? Okay, so you could answer it because it cannot live with the Achateva. Suppose it'll be Nishtana Teva. In many things, it's Nishtana Teva. The Shemim say that there are certain things the words Nishtana Teva in the course of years. So then, it'll still be Osa. So obviously, it's not based upon the fact of Nishtana Teva. The Raya is from Kol Yesak and Otel Dome. So, but he emphasizes in higher and so on. So the pshat is, even if we say Eina Chayo, so the Eina Chayo is only descriptive of the seriousness of the matter. In other words, it's based upon Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, but Aloch L'Mishim Sinai is declaratory. Which makis, which chesrinis are critical and serious makis. So, what's the criterion of bodily determining? The criterion consists in the fact that this mako is such a serious mako that he is ultimately destined to die from it. It's a very serious makor, and even Mandomo says treifa chayo, yidei shreidish is chayo, but it's ultimately destined to die from the makor. Let's say not after an age of 20 years, but after an age of 10 years or 5 years. So it's also a very serious makor. And that is the basis of the Shem. So mele there is no stira between the tesis Kuf de Zayin and the Teisves Kuf de Zayin is Vachin and the Teisves Daf Kuf Mem Chum. It's both true. Menele the Rajbo, on one hand he says that it appears that the fact that it's in a chayo is significant. On the other hand, he says that the Allah Disa Treife applies to Kol Yesak and Otel Dome also, because Yeser, the Allah Mishim Sinai tells Yeser is like Notel. But Notel is because in a chayo and Yeser is chayo. The answer is the Ina Chayo is only descriptive of the degree of seriousness of the Makom. So since there is a Halochah of Kol Yesah Kenot Al Bamei, so that means that any Yesah is as serious an injury as Chosah. If the chisorin of a certain Eiver makes it into a trefor, so Mimele, let's say, Nital HaKovit. Is it right? Lishtayam in a Kulom. Suppose the Behemoth has two livers. Two livers. So it is just as serious an injury. And there's an abnormality as Nital HaKovit. But Nital HaKovit can't live. And two livers, it can live, doesn't matter. It is important, it's not a coincidental thing. It's not a coincidental thing. It's not a coincidental thing. It is a significant fact. But it's not in a higher per se that is the basis of the Chaleshem Trifo. The in a higher, whether in a higher within the Beis Chedesh or in a higher at some time before the otherwise Zman of the Behemoth's death. So that is descriptive of the seriousness of the Mach. So maybe there is a Loche called Yesakanatotami. Whenever a certain chisorin represents a very serious matter, so the excess represents the same serious matter, even though it can live. The melee, so we can say now, we said in Rabbi Netan now we can say, you know, I said in the Rambam, according to the Mitzvahs, perish in the Rambam, that there are two types of treifes. There is one type of treife that is based upon the natalons, that is based upon the natalons, based upon the natalons, and whether the Aloch L'Mishmi mentioned it in the list of treifes or not, if empirically it is determined that it's natalons, some male age type, and that's the reason as to why the Rambam mentions Nital Lechi Elyein. So is right. It's not included in the Halacha in our Yitro status. But it's Nital Olos, and that's the Pshitishal Mikro of Boso Baso the Treifel is a Chelo. So what does it mean? If a lion tore up a behemoth to such an extent that the death is imminent, impending, and there is no cure, actual or potential, it tore up the, in other words, it punctured internal organs of the behemoth to such an extent that there is no cure for that behemoth, actual or potential, so then it's a treifa. So the Rambam says, it's impossible for a behemoth to live if it's nitl lechelit, because then the elements of nature will prevent the normal breathing. I mean, there's a kashi. What if a plastic surgery is performed? All right, that's a cut. That has to be considered. All right, but but the Rambam says that he couldn't live. But it's not mentioned. Allah Almighty is not. Now, but there is a cut against the Rambam. That's inconceivable. So the Rambam says, "Lichuvet v'chachnu." I'm not a Macy, al treif Shimon HaChazal, because by implication the Mishnah implies it. The Mishnah, second Mishnah says, Ve'u Cherev Bebeimo, Nitu Lecha Atachtei, so it does imply, Avo Lecha Elyei is not Cherev. The Torah says that the Pshat is, Afil Nitu Nelti Atachtei, is Cherev, Alachas Kam Lecham Lecha Elyei, certainly. Say the Lechia Tachtein is close to the Simonim, to the windpipe, to the Beche, some melee it is straightforward. Come on, no. But Lechia Elyin goes without saying. But the Rambam explains in Mishnah, no. Only Nitu Lechia Tachtein. But Nitu Lechia Elyin is straightforward. But why doesn't the Mishnah mention it in the first Mishnah? The answer is, as the Nitziv says, there are two types of traits. One treife is based upon Allah HaMishmi Sinai. Because Allah HaMishmi Sinai declared it is treife. And another treife is, if it's later on, and there is no pure actual potential, even if it's not included from Allah HaMishmi Sinai, even if it's not included Allah HaMishmi Sinai, it's also treife. So, Nikaf Kum Shal Meyach is included in the Aloha Mishmi Sinai. Nit Lecha Elyin is not included in the Aloha Mishmi Sinai. But how did the Chacham know that there is no actual potential? There is no actual cure, all right, they didn't know. But potential, I mean, how can anybody know that unless Bimvuye or Bikabol? So, that's the aloha of Ein Lehisif al Treif Shimon HaChazal, because the Chazal had Bikabole. What makes there is no cure, and what makes there is a cure? So, Mochu Bechulye, so Miralon, the Batla Samone Echoye, doesn't mean that they knew the cure for Mochu Bechulye. Alright, today they try. And certain injuries and kidney sicknesses, dialysis. So dialysis is effective for certain sicknesses and not for all sicknesses. But there is a cure for everything, but we don't know as yet. So Chazal didn't know all the cures, but they had a Kabbalah that for certain sicknesses, Mochul Bechulye, there is a cure. What is the cure? Didn't know. Just as today, the doctor didn't know. So Chazal didn't know either. But they had the Kabbalah, there is a cure. There is a cure. Some Mele, it couldn't be declared as a treif and mochul v'chulye on the basis of Netilomus. And on the basis of Allah HaMishmi Sinai, it's not mentioned in Allah HaMishmi Sinai. And Nitalach Elyein was declared. How do we know? Because the Duke of the second Mishnah, but how, so in other words, but we ourselves cannot determine anything, because if Chazal didn't mention it, that means, and there is another aloha of Treifes and the basic Middle Amus, and if Chazal didn't mention something, that means the Ere Kabbalah that he middle is someone chai. So Mele, it's not a treife on the basis of Megalomus, but on the basis of Allah HaMishmi Sinai. So it can be a treife if it's included in the list of Allah HaMishmi Sinai. But the treife of Allah HaMishmi Sinai will also say that treife in a chayim. And it seems that all the Rishayim, I mean, like this, many Achrenim say, there's a machlekes between Tesis and Rashbo, but we see the Tesis that man in Chum says the same thing as the Rashbo. So there is no machlekes Rashi. So that means even the Mandoma who says Treif Achayo, so it's also safer ones from the market. But after Yudhis Chedesh, after 2 years, after 3 years, after 4 years, after 5 years, but it's safer ones. It's safer ones. Some mele from the matter, not Tzeivolomus, just like that, but Tzeivolomus from that particular matter. So, some mele, the Tziv says, where is the Ramban and the Rashbo say that in a chayo means even with someone who is in a chayo because of the more tafundale. So he says the Rambam shita is treif in a chayo means without someone, but with someone in. With someone in, so it can live, and it can live in normal span of life too, with someone. Now I said that according to the Rambam Shite, so the type of treife, the type of treife that is treife because of the Aloch Lemesh Mishinai, so there the Nechayo is only a statistical fact. But the Nitzit doesn't spell it out. But we don't have to say it, because after all, the Rambam mentions constantly the fact of Meis of Mishalom. And it will, there'll be a slight eichak, that when the Rambam mentions Nidalom with the connection with Treifo, he has in mind only the Treifo like little Achaelie, but he doesn't have in mind the Yitrestri Lachemishina. That's all in our slight eichak. We can say that even according to the Rambam, so the treifes, the inner chayo is a significant fact. I don't want to use the essential fact, but it's significant, because essential fact would tend to indicate, suppose it was Leo, let's say Ishtanata, so then it wouldn't be Osea. That's only according to Orchis Chaiman, but that's a Shita Tchuyot. No, so I use the expression significant. Why is it significant? It's significant in the sense that the Aloch Lemesh Mishinai declared the tres treifes, that they are treife, but it's not exerzakosov like paradumi, without any time. This is, of course it's Aloch Lemesh Mishinai. But Aloch Lemesh Mishinai is based upon the fact that all these matches, all these chesrines, all these defects represent a very serious defect. And how do we know that it represents a very serious defect? Because without medical treatment, the behemoth is destined to die from that mark. It's a very serious sickness if without treatment. So it's destined to die. It's destined to die. Some advice, let's say, Nikvoreye is the cause, might be the cause of all kinds of infections which might result in the death of the baby. But you can give an antibiotic injection to the baby and just assume it. I don't know. But I'm just assuming. So then that'll prevent infection. That doesn't mean that Mikvareya is not a very serious and fatal defect. It is still a fatal defect. Because without the injection of penicillin, so it will result in the death of the baby. So mainly it's not just a statistical fact. I said number of times statistical fact, but we don't have to say it. The Lashon Rambam, we can say it, is you ask, how is it a significant fact? So it's not an essential fact, but it is not just a coincidental, fact. Like the statistics, you know, but I mean, this is a significant fact. In other words, the fact that without treatment, it's going to be fatal, that makes it into a very serious chisson. So you can say that but there are two kinds of treifes. One treife, where without Aloch Lemesh Mishinai, if it's Neid Alomus and there is no actual law or potential cure, so merely becomes a treif even without Aloch Lemesh Mishinai. And then there is another treif that is also based upon the fact that it is a major chison in the Gufa Beima. But only if it was included in the Alocha Meshmi Sinai. But nah, otherwise not. So if the Beima has cancer, it's a very critical chison. I mean, here it's yesa. It's not a notel. Cancer is yesa. But it's a very critical yesa. It's a very critical yesa. But since there is a potential cure, and in the Aloch Lamech Misina it's not included, so the behemoth that has cancer is Muteres Bachil. He's Muteres Bachil, the behemoth that has cancer. I heard of such cases. My brother in Boston, in a certain slaughterhouse, years ago, about 40 years ago, so in the slaughterhouse there was one behemoth. So the doctor of the slaughterhouse said that it was cancer. It was cancer. I mean, it was a real cancerous tumor, you know, on the lungs, the vein. That was declared as mutabachile. See, why wasn't it treifa on the base of Nechilomus? Because the fact that the Mishnah, the Chachomim, didn't mention it. So, as a matter of fact, there is even a certain gemore that if it has a tumor on the lungs, so it's ksheo, indicates that the chachomi medica bole, the mivdele samone, so it's choy. So that's why it's not right. But vis-a-vis the yutras treifes, here Allah HaMish Nesina is treife, but it's not exeras akosuf like paradumi. Thousand times, no, it's not like paradumi. The Aloha Mishmi Sinai itself is based upon the seriousness of the chison. And the inner chayo without treatment is descriptive of the degree of seriousness. However, according to Rashi Shite, we have to say that Inochayo is just a coincidental fact, statistical fact. I mean which Rashi? I mean the Rashi and the Mishnah and the Gaon before. Rasha and the Mishnah, that man weiß am Gallet, noch vor dem Nagag. Wie schocht am Jahr, treif, afo pische in Sheva Mirabo, chishishin she nisrasku, in nisparko iloreo. Wein tam betreif es, shaloch al meishe misinai, ובגמור gmor omar, shim shuaso, So the Gemara says that in case of Nifulo, there are two situations where Nifulo is Muteres Bachul. One situation is if after the fall from the Gag, the behemoth was able to stand up, to walk, and so on. So then it's Muteres. Then it's Muteres. And the other situation is, if even if it wasn't able to stand up by itself, to walk by itself, but if it stayed alive for 24 hours, and then the shchite, then it was nishchato, So then we have to be bedek the internal organs, and if we don't find anything wrong there in the internal organs, any serious injury in the internal organs, so it's mutar bachel. So the question is, monefshach, if the fact, if the brick, but if shuasam is right, so it's only mutar as bishchite, if after the shchite we inspect each and every organ, internal organ, you see. Like this, ordinarily, we only have to inspect the rear. We don't have to inspect any other organs. But in case of Nifulo, even if it shows on these ways, so it's only Mutaras Bachile if we inspect each and every internal organ. So the question is, why Daphne shows on his race? And if we are basic, we don't find any injury. So then it's Kshero, because the inspection determined that he didn't suffer any internal injury. Suppose we shech the behemoth 1 hour after the fall, and then we inspect the internal organs. We don't find an injury, it should also be Mutaras Bachile. So why is it not Mutaras Bachile? And why do we say that if it stood up, it walked, so then if we inspect it, so it's Mutaras Bachile, even if it's natural on this race, we inspect it immediately with inspection. Let it be mutar without standing up. Why? So Rashi says, there's no shaila. It's the halacha mishmisina. So obviously, I mean, they all say that according to Rashi Shite, that Ein Chayo is only a simen. It's only a simen. The significance can manifest itself in one situation. In case of Sofik Taifo, so if we close her up and survive for 12 months, so it's a raya that she didn't become a raya. That's the only significance of the Ein Chayo. But otherwise, it's nothing to do. There's no significance. So that's why, in other words, of course, obviously, in the case of Shas on the East Race, so it is Chayo. If we make it dike, and don't find any injury. So it's Kshero. And if Shasame is raised, so it's also just as uninjured. So what difference does it make? So why is one case Asuro, another case not Asuro? That's the law question. So Rashi Shiti is that the Ein Chayo is only sin. It's a statistical fact. It's a sinner. He has no significance except in the case of Sofik Treifo. But in connection with Vada Treifo, it has no significance whatsoever. That's Rashi's. But that Rishini reject Rashi's pshat in Talmud. The Ram says, the Ram also says the Kashi. What is it? Monefshah. If in the case of Shuas on the Israelis, so then with the Bdike it's Mutares. Why is it Mutares? Because the Bdike verifies the fact that he didn't suffer any serious injury. So even Loishas, but we make a Bdike and we find everything is intact, everything is fine. So like always, like in a healthy behemoth. So why should it be a tray for them? I mean, so Rashi says that's the halacha. So that's Rashi. But the other Rishonim don't accept, they reject Rashi's explanation in Talmud. So there are two pshatim, the Ran and the Rashbo. I want to mention the Ran first. The Ran says that by Nifulo, there are two possibilities. One is Risu Divon. Now again, in respect of this Givorim, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. Rashi here and in other places says Cheshishin Shenisrasku Vinisparku Ivorel. In other words, so this Givorim means detachment. In other words, if Behemoth falls off from the roof, from a certain height, so we anticipate possibility, maybe as a result of the fall, so one Eva was detached from the other Eva at the place of juncture. There are certain Givorim that are attached to each other. Maybe there was a Neka, maybe there was maybe it was detached in his power over el. That from the Rambam's Lashon it's mashma that Chisu Kivorim means nifsid otzorosa. And I said, what does nifsid otzorosa mean? In other words, the tzure is the functioning potential. It's the functioning potential. So there's the Rambam. So now the Ram says, I'm not aware whether the Ram agrees with the Shita of Rashi in the Pshat of Risiko Vareo or in the Shita of the Ram. But the Ram says that by Fulo there are two possibilities, two choices. One is Risiko Vareo, whatever Risiko Vareo means, whether it means detached from the place of juncture or it means nifsid otzorosa, as the Rambam says. And then by every nifulo, there is a chshoshe of nikroi otostor. Maybe as a result, sometimes when a behemoth holds off a height, so the lungs become strong. The lungs become strong and the internal organ becomes strong. Not just detached from the place of juncture, from the other either to which it is joined, but becomes torn. So that's also a possibility. B'dike can ascertain and determine as to whether it was nikril, whether there was kriya in the internal organs. But B'dike cannot determine, never. This would lend itself more to the Rambam's pshat, because according to Rashi's pshat, that it means detachment from place of juncture, why shouldn't B'dike be capable of ascertaining that fact? So that lends itself better to the Rambam's pshat, that Risuk means Nifir Tzoros, that's a malfunctioning, that can whether there is no functioning or not cannot be determined by making an autopsy on the behemoth. You see, that you cannot. Some melee says, so there are two choshes by it. One chosh is nikro, maybe it was nikrio. Nikrio, nikro, I mean, you know, all kinds of things can happen. All kinds of things can happen. And there are ishtabro, I mean all kinds of things. And the other shoshi is, risky one. B'dike can ascertain and determine as to whether there was nikri or nikvo and ishtabro, but it cannot determine whether there was risky one or not. Never. Some melee, there are two things that can determine as to whether it was risky or not. The fact that it can stand up by itself without help, or walk by itself without help, so that determines there was no risky or not. Because if there had been risky or not, the behemoth wouldn't be able. It all lends itself more to the Rambam Shah. So if the behemoth was able immediately after the fall to stand up by itself without support, to walk by itself, that resolved the suffix as to whether it was, there was a physical problem. So that definitely, there was no physical problem. But then there is still a possibility, maybe it was Nikvo, Nikvo, Nishtapro, Nikrio. So that we can find out by making an autopsy, by inspecting. By inspecting. Then, if it survives, for Nisles, the Rami says, so it also determines that there was no risk involved. Because if there had been a risk involved, I mean a substantial risk involved, so then I mean a minor risk involved, I mean no function. There's nothing that happens to every person every day, you know, sometimes. He falls and, you know, and he limps for a short time. So, but a major risk involved, so then if the vein had been overtaken by a major risk involved, then it wouldn't be able to survive for 24 hours. So, but there is still a possibility of Nishtapo, Nikvo, Nikrio, some mele, so that we can determine by Bdike. This is the Ramchi. But many Rishonim don't like it. And the Rashbo says something else. The Rashbo says that there is only a Choshe of risk born. But the risk born is only Nikar after Nisles. Is only Nikar after Nisles. Is only Nikar after Nisles. That's what Rashbo says. All right, anyway. But Rashi's explanation is in Talmud Ovo. So Rashi's explanation is that the Eina Chayo has no significance whatsoever. It's only a sin. But the other Rishonim might hold it is a significant thing, but not that this is the essential fact per se. This is the essential fact per se. Now, that it's only now it is descriptive of the seriousness of the machle, of the injury. It is such a serious injury that we, at least without medical treatment, and according to many Rishonim, even with medical treatment, it's going to be fatal. So it's not the death that the natal omus that gives it a halichem. It's the fact that it is so serious an injury that gives rise to the halichem, to the halichem of faith. Now the prayer share, on whom, it's very good safer. The prayer share, on whom, raises the question. I mean, what the Sheol in the Chumash Rashba says, there are many treifes of the Gemara that they are choyes. So the Rashba says, don't believe them. Don't believe them. But the Prayer Sheol also is kash. Don't believe them, but we see it is like that. We see it is like that. So if it is, let's say, so the Shach says, in respect to the Rashbo, that the Rashbo says, and even if it will live as many days as the Chil Oretz, even if Kachil Yavun, so it's still a soul. So the Shach explains it, it means it lives with the Rachmes. So, in the time of the Rashbo, so you probably had a few cases, so you can say the Rachmes, but yeah, many, so it's not the standard. Say they all live with their eyes. So that's why the prayer Sheya says it is interesting that in Chilik Dalet of Idris Moshe, I think the Chuvah Lamed Ches, for Moshe, that's a Chuvah in regard to operations where the doctors say that this operation might expedite the death of the patient and he might even die in the midst of the operation, but if the operation is not performed, let's say certain kinds of patients, you know. So if the operation is not performed, then he's sure to die within 4 months. But if an operation will be performed, maybe he'll live for many years, and maybe he'll die in the midst of the operation. So the shaila is whether there is a heter to perform such an operation. The shaila comes up now, unfortunately, the shaila comes up. So Rav Meisher says there that he says there that he also says, I mean, that the treifes of the behemoth is based upon the law of Shemisim. And I mean, and of course, the Rashbo says, I feel yirbun ki yomel.